There aren't many names as synonymous with gospel music as this family's name, and one that has so many brothers, sons, nephews, and grandsons to keep the name alive. We've got two Blackwoods right now on the phone keeping the legacy alive with us.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
The biggest embarrassment in my career in gospel music is trying to keep up with the Blackwoods, to keep up with who goes with who and whose son is who and which brother.
So it's not easy for us either.
I bet not.
Daniel, this is Jimmy Blackwood.
Hey, Jimmy, good to talk to you, buddy. And Billy Blackwood's with us, right?
Hi, Daniel. Yes, I'm here. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Can you do the introductions and kind of paint a picture of the Blackwood brothers from the black and white photos that we remember seeing and the old sounds up until today, if you could?
Oh, my goodness. And you want this in how long? 30 minutes or an hour and a half? All right. Yeah. Well, of course, Billy and I were brothers, and our dad was James Blackwood. He was the youngest of three brothers that started in the group. Back in the early 30s, Roy was the oldest brother. Dahl was the next older brother, and then my dad. And then Roy's oldest son, R.W., made up the fourth member of the group. So they were four Blackwoods, three brothers and a nephew in the original group. They sang together like that up until the late 40s. The two oldest brothers retired late 40s, and then R.W. Blackwood, my dad's nephew, was killed in a plane crash in 54. That kind of changed the face of the quartet right then. Bill Shaw was singing tenor, and they brought in J.D. Sumner to sing bass and Cecil Blackwood to sing baritone, and Jack Marshall was playing the piano then. So that was a group in the early 50s into the 60s. Wally Varner eventually came and joined his piano. Billy and I started with the quartet back in the early 70s. He was the drummer, and so we've been involved in gospel music all of our lives.
I got it now.
Okay, you think.
I think so. Okay.
Hey, Daniel, you're not the first person to get it confused. We get this question almost every night in concert. Now, who is your dad?
Right.
How does the family tree?
Also, so there were two generations already in the first group. The oldest brother and his oldest son.
Right.
Even though they called the group the brothers, there were three brothers and then another family member.
Okay.
And then they brought in another family member that wasn't a brother later, too, just because they're Blackwoods. They were grafted in, I guess, over the years.
Okay, so Blackwoods. Let me recap with you who we have on the line. Jimmy Blackwood and Billy Blackwood, they're brothers. Their dad was James Blackwood, and James, I remember admiring James. He was small in stature, but boy, his heart was big, and his voice, you could not, when you heard that voice, you knew immediately who it was.
That is right. He had such a distinctive voice, and I appreciate you saying too about his big heart. And
yeah.
People who met my dad, they always felt like they were his friend, and that's the way Daddy felt about him. When he passed away, I'm sure he had a lot more friends than he did money. But to him, he was richer than a lot of people just because of that.
And see, you got to understand, I'm a young guy. I grew up with gospel music, but I got a big dose of history, honestly, through the Homecoming series, these videos that Gaither put out. And I remember being introduced to a lot of the Blackwoods music through some of the old film that Gaither would resurrect in those videos, and obviously with you guys and your dad there singing. And if you look back at the videos, one of the earlier videos has Larry Ford traveling with your dad, and we've talked to Larry and we've connected those dots. And so there's this just a great amount of history, but not only among the brothers, but it kind of stretches out. You got to talk about J.D. Sumner when you talk about the Blackwoods. You got to talk about how the Blackwood brothers really not only helped pave the way. I mean, a lot of the older groups helped pave the way, but none quite so much as the Blackwoods. I mean, my goodness, you guys have a rich heritage.
We do, and of course, a lot of it was just going on in our lives while we were kids growing up. I don't think we realized the importance or the impact they were having on gospel music and on music in general. You'll be if you do a little history investigating, you'll find that a lot of the country artists, some of the pop artists as well, their early influences were with the Blackwood Brothers, such as young Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley, and of course the Statler Brothers, Don and Harold Reed, who we hear from occasionally. The first group they ever saw in person was the Blackwood Brothers, and they decided they'd put together a group and call it the Statler Brothers. So they've been instrumental in a lot of people's lives that we just took as being common. It was ordinary. This was our dad and our friends, and this is what they did. But great impact, great impact.
Billy, what is your career, and when did it start in music?
Well, Daniel, back in the, 60s, my cousin Mark and I were taking voice lessons in Memphis from a gentleman named Verl Pilon, taking piano from his wife, Marge, and they had three sons who sang in a little local group in Memphis. And I don't know if it was Verl Pilon or my dad or how this came about, but they concocted the notion of putting together a group of us kids. We were anywhere from about 8 to 12 years old, their sons and my cousin Mark and I. And they put together a group with Mark and I and the three Pilon brothers called the Blackwood Little Brothers. And we, we got suits alike and hit the road during the summer when we were out of school. So from early on, I was traveling and singing. We were doing, and this is going to be ancient history for you and for some of your listeners, but many years ago, there was a promoter in the South whose name was Wally Fowler.
Yeah.
And Wally had dates in Birmingham and Atlanta, other places in the South, and we actually did those concerts. We'd come out on the stage, as these little guys dressed in suits alike, and of course, we were little kids, and it was a huge hit. And it was just, it was a kind of a almost unreal or surreal introduction into the industry. And then I got more and more involved in music and started playing instruments, playing drums, guitar, and keyboards. And as Jimmy mentioned earlier, I started traveling, before the Blackwood Brothers, I just started traveling with the Stamps, with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps in the late 60s, playing drums with them, and then joined the Blackwood Brothers in 1970 and traveled with them for a few years. So pretty much from the time I was a kid, I was involved and just, like Jimmy said, we just grew up in it. It was the family business. And like so many family businesses, we followed our dad in that business.
And Jimmy, 2012, how many years of singing does this mark for you?
Well, I'm going into my 49th year, Daniel.
Wow.
Yes. I didn't get started in gospel music as early as Billy. I was about 20 before I was even interested in singing. And so I first started singing in the early 60s with a group. The next older group, age-wise, than Billy's group, called the Junior Blackwood Brothers. R.W. Blackwood Jr., Winston Blackwood was in the group. Bill Lyles Jr., Bill's dad was in the quartet. He was the bass singer that was killed in the plane crash. Dean Brown, our tenor, I just had lunch. I had dinner out at Dean and Mary Brown's house. Some people may even know them from TV.
Yeah.
Dean was a tenor for our group there for a while. Our piano player, Everett Reese, passed away some years ago. We all had an early, kind of early entrance into gospel music. But as Billy said, this is what our family did, and this is what all of our friends were, people who were in other groups. I grew up usually sharing a dressing room in an auditorium somewhere with maybe the Big Chief, the bass singer for the Statesmen, or I might be singing in there with Rosie Roselle, and we would travel together over the course of 2 or 3 days, working concerts together, and it was a very close-knit group of folks, and people like the Spear family and the Statesmen and the Stamps. We were all like Febbers. We were all like one big happy family. We'd see each other sometimes more in a week than we did our own family.
Wow. The Blackwood Brothers Quartet on Daniel, Britt, and Friends, and 75 years, the song will go on.
If I should live to be 102, Lord, I will never stop trusting in you. 'Cause you have been so good so far. And if I live to be 103, Lord, I will never doubt your coming for me. You said I'd soon be home. where you are. I'm not afraid of growing old and gray, 'cause if I'm growing each and every day, I should be stronger. If I should live to be 104, if I still breathe, then I'll be serving you, Lord. My song of praise will still be strong. If I should live to be 105, and everyone's amazed that I'm still alive, I'll just keep singing on and on. Afraid of growing old and gray, 'cause if I'm growing each and every day, I should be stronger than I've ever been by the time I finally reach the journey.
Britain Friends.
I found no better reason for living. I found no better reason because I found no better reason than giving my Lord my life, my all. I wake up every morning to a glorious day, just knowing there is nothing that can get in the way of all the blessings that the Father has waiting in store. No, I wouldn't trade a moment of my life with the Lord. I found no better reason for living. I found no better reason because I found no better reason than giving. Joy is not in who you are or in what you do.
The only true satisfaction that you'll ever know is when you step aside and let the Lord have control.
I found no better reason for living. I found no better reason because I found no better reason than giving.
Everything.
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Today's guest, the Blackwood Brothers, Billy and Jimmy. And true to life brothers, a lot of times you get these quartets that want to call themselves brothers, and you know, it's a band of brothers. You guys really are brothers, and you're carrying on the family tradition in more than one sense. 75 years, quite a legacy, and this project we're hearing, I love it because it goes back to a simple form of music and production, you know. Tell me about the decision going into the studio with the instruments you chose to use and the arrangements.
Well, Billy, why don't you do that? You were responsible for a lot of the pre-production stuff. So,
well, we really had a concept in mind, Daniel, when we sat down with Ed Leonard and Norman Holland at Daywind. We really wanted to go back and capture gospel music as it was, say, in the 50s and 60s. The Blackwood Brothers had been traveling for 20 years or so when they really peaked in the early 50s. And the 50s and 60s were just a huge era for the group, and they introduced so many songs. As you mentioned earlier, they set the standard for so many groups. They influenced so many people. And so many of their songs were just huge hits during that era. And we wanted to go back and capture that. And Michael Sykes and I co-produced the record, but our original challenge was to do what you described, was to go back and simplify and get that sound, because in the 50s and 60s, Chet Atkins, the great Nashville guitar player, was on staff at RCA, and he produced a lot of the records for the Blackwoods, and the music was, the musicianship and the music itself took a back seat to the vocals. In the 60s, musically, that kind of turned a corner to where instrumentation and musicians became more of a, along with the Beatles and groups like that, instrumentation and musicianship kind of took a forefront. And subsequently, music and the recording industry since then has followed that path. So to go back and to try to recapture what music was like when vocals had the forefront, when musicianship was there just to complement, was a bit of a musical, you know, challenge for us to think like that. And that was really our goal going in, is simplification, going back, capturing that classic Blackwood Brothers style and arrangement. And that was our goal. And I think we accomplished that, in fact, so much so that I think some people were young enough that they didn't realize the artistic statement that we were making, because sure, it predated them. And so it's been a bit of an education for some people, although people who are old enough to remember have just loved this record, because it takes so many people back to what gospel music was. You know, we had this term, Southern gospel music. The Blackwood Brothers and other groups like the Spear Family or the Lefevers really predate the term Southern gospel. Southern gospel really has probably more to do with the country influence of the Goodmans or the Hensons or groups like that.
Sure.
But the Blackwood Brothers didn't do just country. In fact, we've never really done, per se, country, you know, style music. But, I mean, they did the Holy City, and they did I Walk Today Where Jesus Walked, and The Stranger of Galilee, and songs that older listeners would be familiar with that have nothing to do with Southern. They were classics. But they also did The Devil Can't Harm a Praying Man and Every Day Would Be Sunday By and By, and songs that were borrowed from black vocal groups that were very spiritual in their, you know, in their musical genre. Mm-hmm. So they kind of ran the gamut as far as the songs and the styles that they did, and that's what we kind of went back and captured on this record, songs that were even way back to the radio theme song back in the 40s, Give the World a Smile. Songs from the 70s, like Learning to Lean, which was a number one song in gospel music for 18 consecutive months. It still holds the record for being the number one song for that long in gospel music. The great Neil Enloe classic, The Joy of Knowing Jesus. Mm. Some of the old J.D. Sumner songs, God Made a Way, I'll Meet You in the Morning, just a great Albert E. Brumley song. So we went back and took 10 old classics. We put 6 of them in a medley and then 4 standalone songs, and then added 5 new songs to this 75th anniversary record, which would not only, you know, kind of capture the history of the group, but also with the new songs make a statement of who the Blackwood Brothers are now, which for the most part is not really a lot different than the Blackwood Brothers were in the 50s and 60s. That's what we capture. That is our audience. Is that market. And yet we deviated from that a little bit, some would say more than a little bit, with the title song, because the message of the song, the title, The Song Will Go On, encapsulates what our heritage has been and what our hope is, that although a lot of the old singers have gone on, the song will go on. And we are, you know, Jimmy and I and the group are the embodiment of that. We are continuing that legacy and yet reaching a new audience with the same message.
That's the voice of Billy Blackwood. Billy and Jimmy Blackwood are with us right now as we're talking about the Blackwood Brothers Quartet Project 75 years. The Song Will Go on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Give the world a smile each day.
Bright smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's scary way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers in. To the pastor's home to stay.
Help
to cheer the lonely and sad. Help to make some pilgrims glad. Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile. Peace like a river flows through my soul. I've been
to that rock that is higher than I. Lead rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Yes, lead me to that rock that's higher than I.
Up to heaven's pearly gates. When I
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. The song will go on, 75 years, a celebration of Blackwood Brothers music with the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, Jimmy Blackwood and Billy Blackwood, both on the guest line right now. And Jimmy, let's do a split screen on this. As you look at gospel music today, obviously knowing the rich history it has, tell me one thing that you're encouraged by today, but also one thing that you think you had a little bit more focus back then.
Well, I think that what I'm encouraged by is I see a tremendous interest in young people today hearing gospel, our style of gospel music, maybe for the first time, or hearing and remembering from the it was some of their parents' favorite music or something like that. Maybe they've heard some of the old records, or possibly seen some of the Gaither videos and have connected a little bit with the history of this and the interest that young people have. It is amazing to see. They see us four standing there singing, and some of them, you can read in their faces, we're not going to like this. Four old guys up there dressed alike going to sing,
right.
And we're probably not three songs into the program. They're almost ready. They're just jumping up and down. They're having so much fun and excited about the music. That is encouraging to me. We travel pretty much year round. We don't take a 6 month period off or a 3 month period off. We travel pretty much year round somewhere all the time, and from coast to coast. And we're constantly finding new audiences. But what I have found in the music is that people don't necessarily come to the Blackwood Brothers to hear what our newest song is. They want to hear the songs they grew up with.
Sure.
And we connect with a vast part of our audience on the familiarity of our songs and the message. And I guess one of the most common comments we hear is a couple have come up, and you can tell they're probably in their 60s or 70s, and they say, our first date was when we were in Bible school and we went to hear the Blackwood Brothers. Mm-hmm. Or the first time we ever went somewhere dating, they went to see the Blackwood Brothers at a church service or a camp meeting or a concert. It's the longevity of that. We are one of the few and maybe only group really going right now that doesn't have to reach and pick up somebody else's hit songs and redo them. We have a repertoire of hundreds of Blackwood Brothers hit songs that we can still do, and they're still our songs.
Sure. Oh, that's great. Hey, Jimmy and Billy Blackwood are with us, the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends as we listen to 75 Years, The Song Will Go On.
One by one, the old saints are silenced. Their voices have faded away. How I miss them singing the old songs of Zion, the sounds of amazing grace. But I know that although the singers are gone, the song that God gave them will go on and on. The song will go on.
We'll never stop singing.
The song will go on.
Through eternity ringing.
All the redeemed
forever will sing redemption songs.
But the song I sang will not end. For the moment I open my eyes in glory, I will be singing again. And I'll join with the one who has gone on before, and with one mighty voice we will worship the Lord. And the song will go on.
We'll never stop singing.
The song will go on.
Through eternity ringing.
All the redeemed
forever will sing redemption song.
sky, far from the land of toil and pain. Sickness will never come again.
And every day
will be Sunday by and by.
By and by, oh, by and by. When I reach that home beyond the sky, well, the wicked will cease from troubling, and the weary will be at rest.
Every day
will be Sunday by and by. Oh, by and by. Shall be there, all the glory we will share.
Every day
it'll be Sunday by and by.
Now when I reach that city, city so bright and fair, all of my friends and loved ones are gonna welcome me up there. I'm gonna put on my long white robe, sit down beside my Lord, and every day
it'll be Sunday by and by.
Sunshine of his love, bringing all the water from above.
And every day
will be Sunday by and by. By and by.
By and by.
By and by.
Oh, by and by.
By and by.
Well, when I reach that home
beyond
the sky,
far from the land of toil and pain, sickness will never come again.
And every day
will be Sunday by and by. By and by. On Monday
they're gonna tell the story.
On Tuesday
with the saints of glory.
On Wednesday
take a walk. Enjoy the land of freedom.
On Thursday,
I'll be free from pain and misery.
On Friday,
gonna sit down and rest with the weary.
On Saturday, look up John, Job, and Enoch. Woo! My God said to prophesy.
And every day
will be Sunday by and by.
Blackwood Brothers, our guests today on Daniel Britt and Friends, Billy Blackwood and Jimmy Blackwood, two brothers, by the way, and to recap, brothers, and their father was James Blackwood, legendary figure in gospel music. And before we go any further, guys, Billy, you have a website for the Blackwood Brothers Quartet?
Absolutely, blackwoodbrothers.com.
Easy enough. Okay, great. Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but James passed away probably around the time that email and website type stuff, internet, was really gaining popularity. What do you think he would, what would his views be of Facebook and texting and Twitter and websites, stuff like that these days? Would he embrace that?
Daniel, he wouldn't have a clue. Yeah, I can assure you that he would not be on Twitter.
Yeah.
He would not be on Facebook. I don't know that he ever would have gotten email. He wasn't real comfortable with a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
He didn't quite understand how that worked. And that's just because of the technology.
Sure.
Kind of moved so fast. And he grew up in a time where technology moved pretty slow, really. Radio was the dominant thing for 30 years. And so things progressed pretty quickly past then. Not that he wasn't able to catch up with it. It was an era that kind of passed him. And I don't think he would have had an opportunity really right now to catch up with it.
Does this epitomize him? I'm just taking, I never met your father, but I get the feeling that your dad was a guy who seemed to be always ready, always prepared. Whatever,
absolutely,
whatever came, he was ready.
Absolutely. He had one switch and it was on.
That's
and
good.
He was, Daniel, one thing about daddy, and I realize Jimmy and I are his sons and we're prejudiced, but I promise you this is not an exaggeration. I don't think there's a night that goes by, and we travel all over the country and all over Canada, and I don't think there's a night that goes by that at least one person, and usually more than that, doesn't come up to the table and say, I remember your dad. He was a special man. Or something of that nature. Daddy was one of a kind. And he really did. His switch was on, and that switch was he loved people, and he loved to sing about the Lord, and people, you know, in the era that he came to popularity, it's hard for us to realize this. There were three major networks on TV, ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't 100 channels. There were not DVDs or you know, anything like that. he came to popularity in a time and in an age where the possibility of Christian entertainment was very narrow. People didn't experience a lot of gospel music outside of church, and they might have had some records in their home, but the idea of going to a Christian concert really came of age with the Blackwood Brothers and other groups like them, the Spear Family Lefevers, other old family groups that you know dated that far back. And so he was in the right place at the right time with the right gift to sing and the right personality and charisma to just click. I mean, it was the perfect situation for a man like Daddy to gain notoriety and to gain fame, and he did, but not because, as Jimmy is often points this out, not because he sought that. He just loved to sing, and he loved people, and people got that. I mean,
I think that's why Daddy would not have been particularly connected right now with Twitter and Facebook. Daddy was a people person. Yeah. These media tend to be impersonal.
Sure.
I don't know that he would have ever wanted to adapt to something like that. He was his phone number was a listed number published in the phone book. You call that number, and if Daddy was in the house, he would have it answered on the second ring. And if it might have been somebody ordering a songbook, and Daddy said, "Well, give me your name, and I'll send it to you, and send me the money when you can." He was a personal friend of everybody that called him.
Nice. The legacy, 75 years later, and the song will go on, the Blackwood Brothers Quartet, and online at blackwoodbrothers.com. And we've got Jimmy and Billy Blackwood with us now on Daniel Britton and Friends.
All the angels rejoice when my soul
Daniel Britton Friends.
Friend, how would you feel if your heart were
just outward charm,
but detective inward harm.
People often see you as you are outside. Jesus really
to Daniel Britt and Friends, as we're hearing some great songs that are, you know, are just classic songs. A lot of these are, and are done in a new way. Well, I say a new way. They're done with new voices, but it's very reminiscent of the original. And I love the one of the first songs on the project, How About Your Heart. It's one of my favorite songs. I love the, it's an interesting chord progression in that song. It's a fun song, and I love the message in it, too. And that's an old Blackwood Brothers song.
It's one of my favorites. We try to open every program with that. The song probably goes back to the early 50s, written by a minister, Benny Triplett. Blackwood Brothers sang it back then, have sung it off and on through the years, but we try to feature it every night. And I like to think of if people come in, they just want to, just passing through the building maybe, and they want to stop and hear one song and see what's going on there that night.
Yeah.
If they hear that one song, they've heard pretty much all they need to hear.
Yeah.
The question is asked, the challenge is brought, and the answer that's given is what is the reason we're there.
Yeah.
Daniel, there's another classic on the record, too, from that same era called His Hand and Mine that features Jimmy.
Mm.
It's a song that Daddy introduced, and some of your listeners may know it if they know Elvis Presley history. In one of Elvis's early gospel records, and again, he was heavily in, he used to come to the concerts in Memphis when he was just a kid and a truck driver, and loved the Blackwood Brothers. And when he gained fame, and not only as king of rock and roll, but he recorded several gospel albums for RCA. One of those records was His Hand in Mine, a song that he had first heard Daddy sing. But we included that on this 75th anniversary record, and I failed to mention that one. In fact, just before you said How About Your Heart, the thought came to mind, I need to mention those two songs, because those are two of the more powerful songs that have ever been written in gospel music.
Mm.
And a lot of the younger people would not be necessarily familiar with them, but that's why we released the 75 years Song Will Go On CDs, because we wanted to celebrate and to reintroduce some great music to an audience that might be too young to remember that, and for the audience that's old enough to remember them, they just, again, and Jimmy mentioned earlier, and I wanted to underscore, every night people come up and they say, you know, they say, thank you so much for doing the old songs. We love to hear those. And we're just finding that there are a lot of people who love those classic songs and because they remember them, and then there's a whole new generation that love the songs that never heard them, but because they're such great songs with great messages, they just love them.
They ask me how I know my Lord is real. You may doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel, but I know He's real today. His hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand. He will guide each step.
That's all I need to know.
I will never
want.
Quartet, obviously more than just the two brothers we have on the phone. If you're going to have a quartet, so tell us about the other guys in the group.
Randy Bird is our bass singer. Randy is the son of a Baptist minister and just a tremendous guy and tremendous bass singer. Very smooth for a lot of people. Again, older people or historians who would remember Bill Lyles, a classic Blackwood bass singer from the 40s and early 50s. Randy's reminiscent of him, just very smooth and very personable. And then our tenor is Wayne Little. Wayne sang with another former bass singer of the Blackwood Brothers, Ken Turner, for a number of years in a group called New Millennium, and just a phenomenal tenor singer. You know, Jimmy and I swap kind of on the middle parts, but to have a great quartet, you got to have a great bass and you got to have a great tenor. And boy, we've got two of the best in those guys.
If it wasn't for those two guys, we'd just have a pretty ordinary duet, right?
Oh, wow. But one that obviously carries the name and carries the legacy. Hey, let's talk about Wally Varner for a second, because he passed away a few years ago, and I used to love to watch him play, and he was a part of the history too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was a songwriter from back in the days of the singing conventions, when the different publishing companies were putting out songbooks several times a year. For the various singing conventions, Wally was a songwriter from back then. The song "Rolling, Riding, Rocking" was a song he wrote from back through there. Several songs that people would know through the years. But he joined the Blackwood Brothers and was there just, I think, probably at a critical time in their music history. Jack Marshall from Alabama had been playing piano for them for a while, came as a young kid and stayed there for a few years. Just to still get people today who know and remember Jack. Mm. Wally came about the time that J.D. and Cecil and Bill Shaw and my dad were the main focus of the group, main singers in the group. That particular era right there, different than the early 50s Blackwoods, but still just very prominent, very strong in their music styles and their presentation. Wally was just a fabulous musician and piano player. Rob, there's one thing to accompany a group or just play the music along with the group, but to have a feel for what the group needs to hear to support them in what they're doing, Wally probably had the best feeling and understanding of that of any piano player that I've ever been around.
Jimmy Blackwood and Billy Blackwood, certainly you guys are carrying on the tradition, the pioneering that went on with the Blackwood brothers, 75 years ago, as the project states, and that is 75 years, the song will go on. It's available in partnership with Daywind Records. I know those guys have been behind you on this, and of course available at your website as well. Hey guys, thanks so much for your time, and let's do 75 more years, okay?
Okay, Daniel, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you.
Give thanks to all your listeners.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.